This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey app is free for your phone. Take us and anywhere you go and get the podcast there too. All right, got to mention this. Coming up on Monday, we have a big announcement.
Yeah,
for
it's
you.
Pretty exciting.
We'll do it at 8 o'clock Monday morning. It's called Alice in Winterland. We cannot say who's going to be at the show, but we were scooped on it yesterday.
And this one doesn't disappoint. I will guarantee you guys, you're going to be like, holy crap, how'd they pull that one off?
You're going to freak out.
Yeah.
We will tell you who's going to be there, when tickets go on sale, all the pertinent information you need. We'll get it for you coming up at 8 o'clock Monday morning. By the way, the Broncos play this weekend in New York, playing the Jets. CSU is in Central Florida, playing Central Florida. And Colorado State does not play this weekend. They are idle.
CU, you mean?
CSU.
Oh, CSU. Sorry.
CSU.
CU is in Florida. Yeah.
CU in Florida.
Gotcha. And the Buffs are in Florida. And okay. Gotcha.
All right. The hurricane yesterday. Now, a lot of video you're going to see released in the next couple of hours. I mean, a lot has already been released. But when these people start seeing the destruction, because it hit overnight last night in Florida.
You know what's sad?
Yeah.
Or do you want to know?
No, I'm just saying, okay. What's that? I mean, I know a lot of things.
I mean, I got plenty, like my life in general.
Sad.
Right, so sad. No, but I feel like Jim Cantor, you know, people follow him. I'm on the follow Jim Cantor, where he has like 236 fans that are following him, all this stuff. I feel like Jim Cantor has gotten old and grumpy and just has given up his zest for the weather.
Yeah, I think he's got fat and comfortable.
Yeah, I think
maybe that's it.
Well, because he does like the Good Morning America weather or one of the networks. So I think he also got too big for his britches.
Yeah.
Because now he's like, I don't need to be on the Weather Channel. I'm on network television.
Yeah.
Now.
I don't know if it's because of the lack of hurricanes or what, but I haven't seen GM in a while. And I saw it for the first time a couple of days ago when he started covering this hurricane here. And I was shocked.
Because he used to scream. But I'm not even talking about his appearance. I'm just talking about how his enthusiasm, he just doesn't have it anymore. Remember when it was snow lightning?
Yeah.
And he was screaming, oh my God, snow lightning. And he's so excited. Well, now he's just in Tallahassee and he's like, yeah, it's not even doing anything here. No. And meanwhile, the younger folks, they're like hunkered down. The one guy's getting pelted by rain. He's like, this hurts.
He's literally like trying to just go inside.
He just doesn't have the enthusiasm. It happens to everybody.
I think everybody goes through that. And I think they're both related. I think when you give up as far as being, aggressive in your career, I think also you give up sometimes on your body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I
think it goes hand in hand. His look now, the way he attacks these hurricanes with his demeanor, it's nowhere near as exciting as it used to. I get
it. Well, I mean, they put him somewhere where he didn't even have any weather. He was in Tallahassee and nothing was happening.
Yeah, but he's Jim Cantore. I would say he requested that.
That's what I'm saying too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He said, hey, you know what? The hurricane's coming into Florida. Put me in Arkansas.
I wonder why they lost their L.L. Bean deal.
I don't know. Just, who do they use now?
I can't even tell you who the emblem is. I don't even know it.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
I have sadness for the loss of the L.L. Bean.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's, I feel like, the last thing they had standing. Like, that's the only way we ever thought about L.L. Bean was on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, I love L.L. Bean.
Do they even have stores anymore? Can you buy stuff? Is it a catalog?
I think so. Yeah, I think there's...
Oh, yeah, you can get it online.
Yeah, you think? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I've looked it up. You can get it.
You wanted an L.L. Bean thing?
I've looked at them before. I've looked at the jackets before, but I've never
you
really...
You wanted to pretend like you were on the Weather Channel?
I love Weather Channel.
I know you do.
I love weather. And if I could walk around sporting an L.L. Bean, you bet you're... Yeah,
isn't it kind of weird how it looks so... I mean, I know that there's a lot... Like, I think already five people have died or whatever. I apologize. That was really insensitive. But it does kind of look exciting to be the weather broadcaster out there
The
metal just flying. The one guy goes, Jesus Christ. And you know he got in trouble in his headset because a big piece of metal came over. And he said, Jesus Christ, what was that? And then he goes, I'd like to apologize, everybody.
Even with this particular storm, which was a bad storm, guys. It was really bad. But you had one yesterday. I'm watching the Weather Channel. And you got this Yahoo out there that's doing the broadcast, you know. And he literally is bracing. And I have no reason to doubt that the weather he was reporting on was occurring, okay? The rain is sideways. The trees are kind of bent in the background. You see kind of stuff floating around on the ground. And then you see this Yahoo with a big, giant Trump's flag run through the shot.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
and you're like,
why are you holding on to
it takes away from the danger that this guy's reporting on because you got this Florida guy back there going, woo,
just running the streets.
And the other guy's holding on to a big, like, you know, like holding on to a tree for dear life.
Then this big guy that was a security guy for the Weather Channel comes into the shot, grabs the guy, and drags him off.
Oh, my God.
And now the other guy's like, I guess I can let go. It's not that bad after all. Damn it.
It was
just
so
ruined
bizarre.
My life shot. I do want to see what Carson was talking about earlier. Maybe you can post it because I haven't seen it yet. You said that there was a guy in a canoe in his house.
Yes, literally.
Yeah.
Just in a canoe, just floating in his living room.
I mean, that's sad. You know, the thing about like when you lose power when we were little because of tornadoes, it was really fun like the first 2 hours because you'd play Monopoly under candlelight.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. And then about hour three, you want your power back.
Now, I've never had water damage like that to this degree that we're talking about with the guy with the canoe in his living room. But that pretty much demolishes a house, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, when you've got standing water, I mean, this guy's water in his house was like 3 or 4 feet deep, right?
Yeah, it was midway up the wall.
It was like 3 feet deep.
Uh-huh.
And I would just assume that those houses are completely destroyed, right?
But the problem is that you'd have to have flood insurance.
Yeah.
And I bet they didn't.
I've never got And I used to live in Florida. I've never understood those people that live on the coast and half the house is in the water. They're on stilts.
Oh, I totally live like
Indian
that.
Rocks,
that would be great.
Indian Rocks Beach. I used to go through there all the time outside of Tampa, Clearwater, whatever. And those houses, I mean, they're literally half the houses in the water. Now, I would love it. But not when something like what happened yesterday comes through.
Oh my God.
They're destroyed.
I'm watching the guy, and first of all, it's like a sit down kayak, and it's like light purple. It's so cute.
And he's got like what look like Crocs on.
Yeah, and he's just looking out his window. Uh-huh. Oh, it's so sad, but it's also cool.
I think at that point though, that you just realize what's been done, the damage that's been done, and you just say, let's take a boat ride.
Yeah,
let's just go take a boat ride. You know, whatever. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Oh, by the way, I was mentioning sports a few minutes ago. I left this one out. This weekend is the last weekend of Rockies baseball for the season. And they have the Dodgers in town. And Charlie Blackman, who's been with the Rockies forever, he's retiring. And this is his last weekend. His mom and dad threw out the first pitch yesterday.
Oh, they did? That's cute.
Mom and dad. I think mom had a better arm.
I honestly thought baseball season was over.
Nope. This weekend. This weekend's the last one at Coors Field.
Have I even gone to a Rockies game?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Have you?
This season?
What? Went to one earlier in the season.
What about you?
I've been to two.
Two?
Yeah.
What about you, Spadell?
I went to one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Been to one. Went to one. I try to make one every year.
Yeah.
But that's it. Baseball's boring.
It is boring.
Really is.
Yeah. But except, unless you're the banana people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They make
it
fun.
I love those guys. Yeah. They're so fun. The Rockies should become the banana people. I'd go. If they started dancing when they were up to bat and then started doing a routine, I'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Well, this weekend will be a big weekend. They'll have a lot of ticket sales down there because it's Charlie Blackman's last weekend. And it's the Dodgers. The Dodgers are in town. All right, quick break. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
I guess we're not serious enough.
No, we're killing it.
Oh, we are?
Oh, my gosh, you misunderstood. Yes.
Oh, okay, my bad.
We are killing it on this Friday. Oh, my God, we're on fire.
All right.
We got our first complimentary text this morning.
All right.
Okay, because
of our wall-to-wall coverage?
Yeah, of the hurricane.
Yeah.
So we are your hurricane station or something. Yep, anyway. It says, hey, you guys, I just asked my wife to be quiet so I could hear news about the hurricane from you guys.
Right.
Well, instead, you talked about how fat Jim Cantore has become and how the Weather Channel lost their contract with L.L. Bean. I should have known better.
Sounds about right. Well, yep.
I don't feel like we killed it.
Yeah, we killed it.
I feel like we disappointed it.
No, we brought
listening to you, it feels like we disappointed somebody.
We brought a lot more facets to the hurricane.
A little flavor.
Yeah, this, lifestyle.
This reminds me of that video that's floating around that people bought into. They think it's real.
Of what?
Of that weather guy that makes a joke. Because they're saying, hey, look, lives are in danger and blah, 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 blah. Kind of like you and I. Like, instead, we're talking about Jim Cantore's put on weight and doesn't care anymore. Well, this guy, he's getting blasted because they're saying that, look, this is a very serious situation and you need to be, you're a weatherman. He's not a weatherman. It's all fake. Okay. The guy's not, he's a comedian. All right. And he's trying to get a laugh.
It is pretty funny though.
Yeah. People are giving the guy
crap. They're sharing it like it's real.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that last one. Remember the other weatherman where people thought it was real, where he's like, you know, you guys are all warm and cozy in the studio and I'm out here. And that was fake too.
Right.
Yeah.
The on-site reporter.
All right, here is the guy that people are sharing that they think that's real. They're giving him crap.
Hurricane Helene is set to make landfall tonight in Florida and the Tampa area. And guys, it's not looking good. 105 mile per hour winds. And look at the name of the hurricane, Helene. Coincidentally, that's my ex-wife's name. Our divorce was finalized this week, and if this thing is anything like her, it's going to take your car, it's going to take your house, it's going to ruin your damn life.
But don't you feel so stupid when you share something like it's real?
Yeah.
So don't share that, you guys. It's not real.
Yeah, but if you were watching this video, you know, you're scrolling through and you don't know that it's not real. When he starts off, I mean, he's talking about 130 mile per hour winds on the Tampa Bay area. Then he goes into his ex-wife.
Right? Yeah,
you're like, well, wait a minute, what the hell's that all about?
Hey, Spadil, because we were talking about how, you know, Jim Cantore has lost his luster for the game of the weather. Uh-huh. Is that one of his most epic episodes that you have pulled up?
Yeah, that's when he finds the thunder snow.
Okay, so this is when Jim Cantore loved weather.
He cares.
Oh yes, 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 we got it, baby, we got it, we got it, woo, woo. We got it! Yes! Listen to that! Listen to that!
That's when he was thin and he loved the weather.
Yeah.
Now he's fat and he's in Tallahassee and it's not even blowing.
You know, I got another comparison to that.
Okay.
It's like John Elway. Okay. Remember the time he went to jump over the goal line and did the helicopter?
Yep.
Now he's on
the Masked Singer.
Think about it. Okay.
Oh, that's so sad.
At some point,
don't
you lose your will.
Yeah, just give up.
He helicoptered for a touchdown one time.
It was iconic.
And now he's taking his mask off on the Masked Singer.
Oh, that's just
it's the same kind of thing, Jim.
Well,
at some point, you lose your will and you just give up and you'll do any damn thing.
I mean, he was a leaf sheep.
I mean,
what is that?
From like a big quarterback to a leaf sheep.
Well, I think those are pretty good comparisons. All right, BJ and Jamie. Hey, Frolic Friday, everybody.
Woo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, last night was the TMZ special about the, they called it indictment, the P. Diddy stuff, right? Let me play a clip and then let me tell you what happened after this. Okay, so why don't you, if you get a minute, play where the lawyer on this TMZ special last night, the lawyer for P. Diddy talks about the baby oil.
They call them freak-offs. But, you know, back when I was a kid in the late 70s, they were called threesomes.
If these are genuinely threesomes, how do you explain 1,000 bottles of baby oil?
I don't know where the number 1,000 came.
The U.S. attorney said it.
I can't imagine it's thousands. I mean, you know, and I'm not really sure what the baby oil has to do with anything.
They're essentially saying it's a lubricant for an orgy.
I guess. I don't know what you need 1,000. One bottle of baby oil goes a long way. I don't know what you need 1,000 for. I mean, he has a big house. He buys in bulk. You know, I think they have Costcos in every place where he has a home. I mean, have you sat in a parking lot of a Costco and see what people walk out of there with?
Not 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
I don't think it was 1,000. Let's just say it's a lot.
Aha! Ah. I have proof. A spokesperson for Costco. This just handed to me. A spokesperson for Costco reportedly denied selling baby oil to Diddy after the rapper's lawyer built a defense by claiming he may have bought from them in bulk. Costco's spokesperson insisted this item is simply not a part of their stock.
No kidding.
Yep.
Man, I thought for sure they sold that.
Not Johnson & Johnson baby oil.
Oh.
Yeah, they might have Kirkland.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
but they don't have Johnson & Johnson. That's what they confiscated.
Oh.
Is the old Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah,
guy.
Johnson & Johnson.
Costco spokesperson insisted this item is simply not part of their stock.
When you're throwing a freak off, you need Johnson. Little Johnson action, don't you?
It's funny because yesterday I was just looking at my stocks or whatever, and Costco was down. I was like, I wonder if this is because of that baby oil. Like, what the hell's going on with that?
I think it's genius that they came out and said that.
I do too, right? And they just proved that he's, you know, he didn't buy it there.
Exactly.
Costco. His houses are huge. He buys in bulk at Costco. He lives right by him. Let's see here. And then, is there another piece of audio or no?
Yeah, there's one more piece. It's the lawyer talking about how he's going to have Diddy take the stand.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
I have interviewed a lot of people for this documentary. And a lot of them have said game over after they saw the Cassie video. Does this compel you to put him on the stand and explain it?
I don't know that I could keep him off the stand. I think he is very eager to tell his story. And I think he will tell every part of his story, including what you see on the video. So I expect it's going to be explained by the both of us.
It's kind of breathtaking that what you're telling me is that Diddy is going to take the stand and he will be cross-examined about this video, about the violence in the video, about the freak-offs, about allegedly blowing up a car, all of those things. That feels kind of dicey.
Dicey.
So it sounds like to me he's saying that Diddy is so cocky he wants to like go out. You know, some of these people that are just like Diddy, entitled, that they really want to be like, I'll talk to him. They'll listen to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just talk to him.
I'm sure he's saying that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's saying that. But, you know, down the road, I mean, it's going to take a couple of years before this thing ever goes to trial. So all this will change.
Yeah, it's kind of this whole thing. All right, anyway, we'll move on. Let's see here. It says, well, the Foo Fighters just canceled their headlining show at the at some music festival.
Oh.
Because of Dave. Yeah. You know, I didn't know what they were going to do with this, but it sounds like that they've decided just to lay low for a while.
Might be a good idea.
But the thing is, we haven't even talked about Dave. If you don't know, the lead singer, Dave Grohl, he's married. He has three young daughters, and we thought he's happily married. I mean, there was some thoughts about infidelity when he was with, oh my God, what's the biggest band? What's the name? Seattle? He played guitar for...
Nirvana?
Thank you. Obviously, you know, they were wild childs back then or whatever. But we thought he was happily married, three kids. Well, now we find out that he has some hot little number knocked up with a child.
Yeah, I'm confused, though, because I think for the audience, for the Foo Fighters, they don't care.
They do care. They're mad at him.
I don't think it would hurt your ticket sales, though.
No, but he was... I mean,
everybody thought he was the nice guy.
Yeah, I know, but he was this guy that was loyal to his family, who would never cheat.
Yeah.
You know,
so you wouldn't buy a ticket to see him?
It just feels different.
His reputation's tarnished.
Yeah,
I agree. It does feel different. Like, because I love the Foo Fighters, but even when I'm hearing the songs now, like, I mean, there goes my heroes. Funny now.
Look, if I were going to go, let's say I'm going to go to see Barry Manilow, and I find out that he cheated.
You know what? People say that's a great concert. The Wheel of Barry? Did you do the Wheel of Barry?
I did. I've seen the concert. It's great.
My friend, he's like super young and hip, and he's like, one of the best concerts I've ever gone to. And I was like, oh my God, you're 30 years old. He's like, the Wheel of Barry is everything.
If I found out that Barry Manilow cheated with some other dude, all right, look. It wouldn't bother me. I'd still go and play the Wheel.
Anyway, still play it. So they're saying that Foo Fighters announced the cancellation of their headline show at the Soundside Music Festival in an Instagram message. The band was set to play in Connecticut. Just days later, Grohl announced he had an affair, fathered a child outside of his marriage. I watched this TikTok video of this woman, and she's like, you know, all of us. And I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. It made me cringe. She's sitting there, and she's watching her kids play on the playground. And she's like, you know, all of us could be her. And I'm thinking, what is she talking about? She's like, Dave Grohl's wife. You think you're happily married. You have three great kids. Everything's going well. Oh. And then the next thing you know, your husband comes home and says that there's another child. She's like, Arnold did it. Dave's done it.
Yeah.
What if your husbands are doing this?
I mean, if Dave can do it, anyone can do it.
I'm like, oh my God, why are you telling all these women this? Now every woman is insecure in a marriage, and she's like looking through their phones, and I know that you have another kid somewhere.
Just waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
Look what it did to Wendy Williams.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, that's a perfect example there.
That'll jack you up, won't it?
Yeah.
Holy hell. All right, let's see here. Oh, last night was the People's Choice Country Awards. This is the only, what, you said the second time?
Second annual, yep.
People's Choice Country, and oh my God, Beyonce's got to be so mad. MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, took home two awards.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a country song.
Yeah, he did with Jelly Roll.
Yeah, Lonely Road.
Yeah, Lonely Road. We played it here for a second when it came out. It's pretty good, actually. But I'm just thinking, Beyonce's got to be like, what the hell's going on?
And he walked up on stage. He's all tatted up, like literally sleeps. His entire body is just black.
Yeah, he blacked out. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, he has a blacked out arms. Yep. And I feel like that gave him like brain damage. All that ink in your system can't be good for you.
I feel like he's got more ink than blood in his system.
For sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's crazy. Anyway, so he won, and I'm done. There you go. Tablet Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning. All right, couple of things. First of all, I feel like the lottery's getting close to Colorado. Somebody's going to win a big one. Last week when you were gone, somebody won $1 million in Englewood.
Oh, really?
On the Powerball. And yesterday, somebody won $100,000. It's getting closer.
It is getting closer.
Getting closer as we speak.
Nice.
So yesterday, Southwest Airlines had their big meeting. And remember, they were going to get rid of bag fees. Or no, they were going to bring on bag fees
right.
Because right now they're free. And the other thing was how they board. Well, here's the results of the meeting.
I really want you to beat this guy.
Whoa, wrong
one. That was Jimmy Kimmel.
Hello.
Well, you soon will be able to choose your seat if you are flying Southwest instead of the cattle call boarding that has been in place for 53 years. Passengers will be able to choose assigned seats in the next half of next year with Southwest's new business model taking off in the first half of 2026. Another change is premium seating. Passengers will be able to pay extra for different options, offering up to 5 inches of extra legroom. About a third of seating will be premium, while also offering economy seats. CEO Bob Jordan says one thing not changing is its free check bag policy.
Good.
Customers are currently allowed 2 free check bags up to 50 pounds, and that's going to remain the same.
Bags are free. The cattle call is over.
You know what I'm going to miss is walking down that aisle and everybody having their crap in the middle seat. Like, oh, somebody, I got all this stuff. You know,
right.
Yeah.
Then went to the bathroom.
You're right, Jamie.
And you
that's gone.
I know. You have to, like, is somebody sitting here and they just look at you like, really?
Disgusted.
They're mad.
And we've all done it.
Oh, I've done it, for sure.
Many times.
Yeah.
You throw your stuff there just
right
to throw
middle.
People off. Mm,
yeah. And then, and we all do it too. We kind of keep our head down, right? Look at your phone, look at your phone. So they don't make eye contact to see if they could sit in the middle because it's filling up.
Yeah.
And so you're like, look down, and then somebody's just puts their ass there and you're all mad.
Well, and it's also good. There's a little game you can play if you've got a 6-year-old like I do, that you can put him in the middle seat. So when people are walking down the aisle, it looks empty because he's so short in the seat.
Oh, and then,
so
they, then they show up.
They get there and they get ready to put their bags in the overhead
like,
bin.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, there's a little guy there.
Got ya!
And they got to move on. it's a great game you play. It's all gone now.
That is weird. I mean, it seems like they're... That's like kind of what they're iconic for.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird.
I'm so glad it's over.
You are?
I hated the cattle call.
I didn't mind it.
I liked it.
Well, I didn't mind it because I always bought that extra. I paid the extra to be first aboard.
Yeah.
So you could be, what is that? It's that, oh my God. You know how they have 3 tiers?
Yeah.
Yeah, want to get away.
And it's the A group.
Yeah, so I buy the A group one. And so I have the whole plane to myself when I first get there.
Love it.
I know.
Love it. It's all gone down. All those little signs they have, all that's going to be taken out now.
Good.
Yeah, well, and I thought for sure they're going to start charging for bags, but I guess that's their thing,
okay,
man.
Okay, question, because I'm a bitch, right? So when you have, let's say you have A23, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to get in that line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see that the guy in front of you has A24, right? And you know that you should be in front of him.
Right.
Get behind me. Get behind me.
Yeah,
I'm telling him to get behind me.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
Every time.
It's so petty though.
Yeah, it is.
It's so petty. I do it too.
But it's just how it is, man. We're in line and it's I have an order.
Just go with the numbers.
It's one.
I don't care. It'll throw off the whole system if we don't do it. I wish Fidel.
Here's the way to do it, in my opinion, okay? If you're in the A group, you're going to get a choice anyway.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't
I don't care.
Matter.
He's 24, man.
I'm just saying, if you're in the B group, it becomes a little bit of an issue. If you're in the C group or D group, now we've got a fight on our hands, okay? But if you're in the A group, you're cool.
Well, you know what, Schmidl? Yeah. We have more in common than I thought.
I definitely would make them.
Man, I would.
I do it. Yeah,
I would admit that. Wow.
I know.
All right, so bags fly free, but your cattle call is gone with Southwest
Airlines.
You know
what's crazy is I'm flying to San Diego next weekend to see my high school sweetheart.
Aww. That's so sweet.
I have my own Travi.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I haven't seen him in 20 years. Yeah. Oh my God. I need that. Remember that I met with that plastic surgeon that's going to advertise with us? I'm like, can you get me in like before next Friday so we can just pull my face back?
Make me look like I'm 18 again.
Yeah, make me look even, well, I just need to look 20 years younger because that's the last time he saw me was 20 years ago. I'm like, can you just, can we get like some duct tape and pull this back? He's like, it doesn't work like that.
Shocker. I'm flying Southwest today.
But what I was going to tell you is that I checked the Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And I checked DIA or whatever, because they both have direct to San Diego. And it's $100 more out of Colorado Springs. But what do you do? Because it's so much easier.
I do DIA. I don't go down to Colorado Springs. But
but it's
DIA.
Just so much easier.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they charge for parking out in Colorado Springs?
I guess now they do.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say.
But it's not as much as it is at DIA. Yeah. But anyway.
I wish they would have changed the way that they are online. For an example, when you go to Expedia or any of that, you can't get Southwest
Airlines.
They
take you to their website.
I wish they would change that so that it showed up in the Expedias and the other, you know, that are out there, instead of you having to go to straight. Because now you go into Expedia or whatever to look for an airline ticket.
Well, they've done that forever.
But I'm saying I wish they had changed that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So they become a part of that so you can compare prices without going to a different window on your computer to get
I wonder why they do that.
I don't know.
Yeah. They just don't want to be part of a third party, I guess.
I guess they just want to be exclusive. Yeah. I don't know. Uh-huh. Have no idea.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.